peach cobbler and greens I can pass on by. But it's a whole different story when it comes to sweet potato pie. Slabs of ribs swimming in sauce, and pass the biscuits, please. And I'll have a second helping of macaroni and cheese. Now it's time for dessert. I'm not an ice cream kind of guy. All I'm craving is one big piece of sweet potato pie.
Going to bring down Johnny Bassett. You can check him out at the Dirty Dog Jazz Cafe in Grosse Pointe Farms this weekend. And we're going to bring up the band because it is Live Drive at 5. And we are about to go live with the singles. We've got our co-host here, the
King Harvest.
King Harvest. What do I hit?
This is WHFR. The only station making waves, 89.3 on your radio dial, WHFR.FM.
No.
Streaming at home on your computer. We have a couple technical difficulties. We're trying to get some sound to them out there. We've got the singles here in the studio. I know on my radio show that I had last year and into this year, I played them frequently. They're one of the favorites here at the station.
Hey.
Can you hear us now?
Nope.
We can hear you.
Can you hear us? I can't hear you guys.
Okay.
I can hear nothing.
Why don't you ask them to play a song and we'll work that out.
Okay.
Well, you are coming through.
Play a song?
Let him know. Yeah.
Play a song. Hey, Go ahead.
Well, we're the singles. Hopefully you can hear us. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty right now, but that's okay. I think we'll get it fixed. We're going to do a song for you, and this one's called Crying Over You. Ready, Brian?
I am ready, Vince.
All right.
When I first met you, you told me stories about a love and the way that things would go. And I believe that you give me only a heart and no one else to know. But in the end, it weren't you. You took my poor heart and broke it in two. And now you got me crying over you. Never thought you'd run away so soon, but I'll be doing
right. Okay. We're going to do another one for you. Because that's why we're here. All right, listeners. This one is called When Will She Be Mine? One, two, three, four. When will she be
tuning in. This is WHFR, the only station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive and Five show, and our special guests today are the Singles. We've got an exclusive here. We've got a semi-acoustic setup. Just two of the members here. Would you like to introduce yourselves to the radio listening audience?
Totally. My name is Vince. I'm guitar and vocals.
My name is Brian, otherwise known as Thunders, and I drum.
And you drum.
I drum. That's it.
Drummer.
I drum.
I see you've broken out your brushes for this gig here, trying to keep it in the acoustic mode somewhat.
Yeah, I try and drum softly sometimes, but I like to bang away when possible.
Okay, well, great. Again, we've had a couple technical difficulties, and unlike our usual thing, I'm not behind the glass booth. I'm sitting right here among the music.
Awesome.
So let me ask you guys a question. What were some of your earliest influences that made you get into playing music?
Alan, what made me want to pick up a guitar, besides the Beatles, I liked a lot of the influences that they enjoyed, like Buddy Holly and Chuck Berry, a lot of early rock and roll, but, you know, the Stones and the Who, a lot of that early, you know, British rock and roll got me fired up about, you know, playing music in the first place.
That was some of my influences. I'm quite a bit older than you, so I'm not surprised to hear that. I know that music has lived on. I did notice when I used to play your music on my show, I heard a little bit of George Harrison intonations and some of the things you do. Was that something that has been pointed out to you before?
I don't know. There's always the Beatles thing. You know, it's kind of easy to do that. But, you know, that's going to happen because that's, you know, what I listen to, so...
What you listen to,
consciously
right.
or subconsciously, it, you know, that's
good.
Gonna pop.
And how about you, Brian? What got you into playing music?
Well, I think I was born to drum. My parents were always saying that I was pounding on the pots and pans.
The pots and
kitchen.
Pans. Yeah.
But you know, I was growing up around Billy Joel and Fleetwood Mac, a lot of little more of the folksy stuff. James Taylor. Yeah, the Carpenters.
Was Carpenters, oh boy,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that was my mom's favorite, was the Carpenters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I have a sister that's a little bit older than me, and so I had a touch of the 80s growing up too, like Journey and Night Ranger. So, I mean, I heard it all, and I didn't get into the, you know, British rock until, you know, my later years, college years.
Okay, great. Well, do you guys have another song for us?
We've got a lot more songs if you're willing.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here for. So.
Fantastic. So, Alan, we'll do a couple more, and then
okay,
we'll chill
great.
A bit. Okay. All right. We're going to get the cape on, and we're going to do a song called Summer. One, two, three, four. Oh, don't walk away. Can't you see my love is for you? Cause you're the you to know.
Sounds great. Do you do all the songwriting, Vince? Is that you?
Alan, yes, I write all the songs.
Write all the songs.
That's kind of what got me into picking up a guitar. Actually, is you know songwriting in general.
Great.
Yep.
Are they autobiographical at times, or?
A little bit of everything. You know, it's just you know. We all right over there, Alan?
We're working on the technical things.
Okay,
here.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the songs, just a bit about, you know, everything. Some are autobiographical, some are, you know, made up. You never know. Leave it up to the listener, right?
Okay. I understand you have a new single in a little bit. We're going to be playing that. And I'd like to tell the people about some gigs you have coming up here.
Awesome. Excellent. Yeah, we got a new single coming out and two songs. One's called Don't Need Your Love. The other's called That's What I'm Talking About. And there's a music video on there, and that will be released next February. So look
next
out
February.
For that.
It's hot.
It's a hot track. Two tracks.
A hot video, too.
Great.
Totally.
Great. So you have a gig coming up on December 19th here.
Right.
At Simon's in Allen Park.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's my hometown.
There you go.
It's your hometown.
Hometown love right there.
Okay. And I understand if you see the Thunder Bowl, you'll be within sight of the gig, right?
Yeah, it's right down the street. I can't remember if it's before or after Thunder Bowl, but if you're familiar with Allen Park, you know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it's Allen Park's most notorious bar.
And then on January 2nd, you're going to be at the Magic Stick?
Right. It's a customer appreciation night with Sons of the Gun and the Lesmores, two cool local bands. Also opening up, and $5 you know, at the Magic Stick. Can't beat that.
Okay, and then February 6th at the Factory?
Right. In Rochester Hills?
Rochester, downtown.
Oh, yeah, not Rochester Hills. There's a difference, isn't there?
There is, like a mile or something like that. I don't know.
That's our CD release party.
That's the release party. Great.
Yep, okay. And we're going to show the video there,
And
too.
You are going to show the video. That's what I was, my next question. Great.
Yeah,
great.
We're going to premiere it there. It's going to be awesome.
That's an all-ages show, too, so you know.
Okay, so how about another selection for us?
Yes. Well, so far we've been playing off our second album, Start Again, and we'll keep that going. This one's called The Most Beautiful Girl, one of Alan's favorites.
Yes.
Cowbell ready?
Yeah, ready the cowbell.
All right. Here we go. You're the most beautiful girl that I've ever known. So don't ever go break my heart. There's no one pretty now in the head I can tell.
I understand you've done a little worldwide touring here recently. Would you like to tell the people something about that?
Yes, I would like to. Brian, go ahead.
Oh, where to start? yeah, back in February, March of this year, we did a three-week Western European tour. We visited, I think it was like 9 countries included, but not limited to Germany, Norway, Denmark, France, Italy, Spain. Spain is a definite highlight. I recommend Spain to all of the listeners.
Well, great.
Brian really liked Spain.
I really did. The food was good. The scenery was wonderful. And, you know, if you're a fan of architecture, kind of like myself, it's a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
But you're back in the home environs now and making music. That's great.
Absolutely. Yep.
If somebody wanted to get a hold of your earlier 2 CDs, how would they do that?
Best way is, well... I would say go to our website. You can buy them right there. Well, you can buy Start Again off of our website, but I would say like Amazon.com to get like a actual physical copy. You can get both of the records on there. And then if you go on iTunes, it's all digital, you know, but we're working to at least get all the releases available all the time.
And what is your website?
Thesingles.us.
.us.
.us.
Okay, great. Are we ready in the studio there to play those selections? Okay, we're going to be playing your new single now. Is that
cool.
Okay?
That's so fantastic.
Let's give it a listen.
This is a debut. You know what I mean?
Debut.
First time we're
worldwide.
Playing. Worldwide. Here we go. More live drive. All right. Woo!
Yeah.
Okay. Let's clap for yourselves there.
Yeah. The debut.
Yes.
Sounded wonderful.
So that was recorded just real recently here? Or?
That was, when did we do that, Brian? This year, right?
Yeah, it was this summer.
Yeah.
A couple months ago. I think it was back in, I don't know, let's just say August.
Okay, August.
July, August, somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere in there. But yeah, we did that here at Ghetto Recorders with Jim Diamond.
Right. Jim Diamond, he does a lot of things around town. I see his name on several things here at the station.
Yeah, he's a big studio guy here in Detroit.
Right.
He's got the analog 2-inch, which gives you the nice warm sound.
Nice warm sound, right. That's one thing I noticed about your records when I was playing them on my radio show is that you've got a real clean, warmer, older sound, not gimmicky, if you know what I mean.
It's more natural, and like we were talking before, try to capture that live sound first of all, you know what I mean, and make it sound like there's human beings playing together at first, and then we can overdub. Right. But
doing our part to make sure that the world remembers that there was a time before Pro Tools.
Right. And, yeah.
That's a good way of putting it, Brian.
Okay. Wow. Well, let's give a listen to your the next selection. Are you ready there in the studio?
Okay.
Okay. You want to introduce it briefly?
Yeah, this one's called That's What I'm Talking About, and I can tell you, I won't tell you the story about it. Since I'm the story, we're going to forget that. I'll tell you later, okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Ford Road and Evergreen and Dearborn at the studios. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I'm here live with two of the singles.
Yes.
Vince and Brian. And
correct.
Do you want to give a shout out to your missing member?
Okay, yeah. Ryan, hey man, how you doing?
Hey Ryan, how's it going? Getting all that stuff I asked you to get for me?
There you go.
So Brian plays bass and
Ryan plays bass. Yeah, he's going through. Brian's putting him through a little hazing process.
I do. I like to haze the newer members. It usually lasts about 6 months. Is my hazing process.
And that's when the bass players usually we have the exploding bass player position like Spinal Tap has.
Yeah, Spinal Tap, right?
Yeah, for the drummer. So, we'll see how Ryan fares. But so far he's doing pretty good, right, Brian?
Oh, he's doing great. Yeah, he's probably my best student so far.
Good.
Wow.
Okay, fabulous. Well, you guys want to play another selection for us then?
Sure, we'd love to. All right, let's go back to the first record, Until You Came Along. All right. 1, 2, 3, oh.
I'm not really sure what's been going on, 'cause every time, girl, I get it wrong. Until you came along. When I get the chance, I don't get it right. When you're here, girl, you turn on my light. Until you came along. I was lost without you, girl. Everything I said was in blue. I'd ignore the matter, girl, until I found you. But even though things are getting better, girl, I won't forget how this happened, girl. Soon you came along. I was lost without you, girl. Everything I said wasn't true. I'd ignore the matter, girl, until I found you. But even though things are getting better, girl, I won't forget how this happened, girl. So you came along. That's when you came along. Oh, how you came along.
All right.
Sounds good. Nice cymbal ending. I like that. Well, I guess we got a phone call here at the station from Wayne, and he says you sound great, and he's the winner of the singles T-shirt.
Wayne?
Hey, Wayne. So congratulations to Wayne, and he says you're sounding great, and I have to agree.
Thanks.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks, Wayne. Enjoy your T-shirt.
Lovely.
Have you guys played on the radio any other places any other time, or...?
We have done a few radio shows. The most memorable one for me is when, from the first record, when that was released, we got to go over to the UK to play, and we played the BBC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was BBC Three.
With Gideon Coe, I remember it.
Wow.
And that was real fun. Real cool place to be. Good experience and all that.
Would that have been in the same studios that the Beatles played all those years ago?
You know what? I don't think so. I don't think we were... that privilege enough to get to that level, but because I think it was on the, I shouldn't say three, I think it was BBC Six with Gideon Coe. So they've got different stations.
I think there was only one BBC back in those days. I think they only had one channel back
for
at that time.
Radio, TV, and all that stuff.
Right? They had to listen to a pirate radio out of Luxembourg, as most of the British groups. That's where they heard the American music.
Right, Radio Luxembourg.
Right. Yeah. Okay, you ready to sing again?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
You ready for another one?
Yeah. This is WHFR, the only station making waves, and we're here with the singles and exclusive live performance.
All righty. Well, this one's called Love is Just a Game.
Right into it?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't know if you noticed me that night, but I made sure just to keep you in my sight. But every time I get close to you, I never tell you the way I feel inside. 'Cause I know love is just a game that I'm not very good at. And every time I start to play, I take one little move back. But maybe if I could tell you that I'm sure I wouldn't lose at this game anymore. No, my ask why I waste my time on you. But I don't think that they see you like I do. Even when you ignore me outright, say that I shouldn't give up without a fight. No, cause ain't no love, it's just a game that I'm not very good at. And every time I start to play, I take one little move back. But maybe if I could tell you that I'm sure I wouldn't lose at this game anymore. Not very good at. Oh, every time I start to play, take one little move back. Oh, but maybe if I could tell you, then I'm sure I wouldn't lose anymore.
Oh. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Was that backing vocals by Brian?
Yeah.
I'm getting a little energetic on this here. If you're listening at home, you can call 313-845-9676 and request either a CD or a T-shirt from the singles here. So make that phone call.
We're giving them away like candy.
Yeah, 845-9676. I'm here with Vince and Brian from the singles. This is a music fest going on here. What do you have for us next?
All right. Well, the next one we'd like to do for you is off the first record, and it's called I'll Be Good to You. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Brian's got to get ready.
I almost forgot that one.
He's got a memory like a lion.
Yeah, yeah.
Rawr. 3, 4. Ooh, ooh. Thanks, Brian. You too, man.
So are there any local groups that you pal around with or that you admire or that you don't admire that you'd like to diss here in the studio today?
Oh, well, I don't feel like in a dissing mood right now, but palling around with, for sure, like the Magic Sticks drill in the second. We're playing with the Les Moores and Sons of the Gun, and those are two great bands. Also another band called Citizen Smile. I've created like a little music conglomerate. Is that a way? It's like a label, but you know we don't have the funds. Like a how do you say that, Brian?
Conglomerate.
Conglomerate. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyways, those bands, Citizen Smile, Sons of the Gun, and the Les Moores are all on. It's called Sound Artifacts Music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, I've seen that. Yeah.
So if you look on the, you know, our CDs, you'll see that, and they're all part of the rock and roll that's going on there.
Oh, great. Okay, and. Well, I think we're all here for the music on WHFR, so...
Totally.
As long as your voice is holding out and it still sounds pretty good,
Okay.
Would you like to do another one for us?
Oh, I would love to do another one, and then maybe we could hear some studio tracks after?
Sure.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. That sounds like a deal.
Okay.
All right. This one is off a Start Again, and it's called Better Days.
Better days are here again. I can tell now that you're mine. Storm has gone, there was up ahead. Boy, the weather should have smiled. See, my love, I don't have much. You're all I've got, you know, in my life. 'Cause when you said you love me and give me time, oh, I was sure that in the end you would be mine. Oh, better days are here again. I can tell now that you're mine. Don't you ever leave me to make me cry. Probably die. Oh, better days are here again. 'Cause I can tell now that you're mine. 'Cause I can tell now that you're mine. Girl, I can tell now you're mine.
We're here live in the studio with the singles, WHFR, the only station making waves. We've got your Christmas song queued up here. Would you like to tell us a little something about that before we send it out over the air?
Would love to. It's written with a lot of holiday cheer. And
that was a happy song to record. It was fun.
It was fun. We did it like in one take. It was a hit and run.
It was a hit and run, yeah.
Yep. So enjoy, and hopefully it makes you think
okay.
of snowflakes.
I think we're ready to go.
Start the same when you're not here at home.
Okay. So the plan is to have that become an annual holiday favorite around the country and
around the world,
and 40 years from now, that'll be being played every year.
It'll be a traditional song. I have
it'll
a feeling.
Become a traditional, right?
Yeah. One day it'll be on that one radio station that plays the Christmas music for 2 months. You know, it'll get played like 20,000 times during that time, I imagine.
There you go.
Yeah, and then we'll be dead to collect the royalties from that. So
yeah.
Our family, of course. So.
There you go. Well, let's play a couple other tracks from your CD.
Sure.
So people get an idea of the full studio sound that you put out. So So we're going to hear Hypnotized and Annette from
awesome.
Start Again, the singles on WHFR. Okay, well, there you go. This is WHFR. We're listening to the singles here on our live Motor Drive at 5 show. I'm the host, King Harvest. I'm here with Vince and Brian from the singles.
Hey there.
And let's tell the people, in case they just tuned in, about the gigs you have coming up and your CD release party.
Sure thing.
We've got December 19th.
Wright, Simons, Brian?
AP Michigan, Allen
it's
Park.
Friday.
Yep.
Right. Okay. On Allen Road and January 2nd.
January 2nd's at the Magic Stick in Detroit on Woodward with Sons of the Gun and the Lesmores.
Okay, and on February 6th is the big
party at the Factory in Rochester, Michigan with James and the Rainbows, all ages show, so you can bring your younger siblings and you know, your newborn children.
There you go.
You know.
When people come out to your gigs, what can they expect in the way of sound? I mean, are you play much louder than you are here, for instance, or do you kind of follow the way the record sound? Or
well, we play, you know, with the full band or whatnot, so it's going to sound like the record. But as we were discussing a little bit before, in between, was about sound men and the battle of you know, loud instruments and getting those vocals over them.
Yeah, so one thing we like to do is just, you know, pump the vocals through the PA and just kind of go live, you know. The only thing going through the PA is the vocals, so.
Right.
That way we can still be loud on stage and have it carry and can still hear the vocals over top of everything.
Yeah,
so
that's interesting.
It's a little old school.
It's one of my pet peeves. A lot of groups, I'll play their music here or home or wherever, and then you go to see them, and when you get to the gig, you can't understand what they're saying. That part gets lost in the volume.
Well, I think it the big thing for me, it's funny to play, you know, especially when you play venues like small as like the Lager House, you know, those type of venues all around, and they've got these big PA systems, you know, and they want to mic your kick drum and your guitar and everything like that, and it's like, what for? I only see that, you know, in for like, you know, state theater type shows or
right.
You know, the Fox Theater, but you know, bands have enough wattage in their amps, and you know, they should be able to, you know, play as loud as they want, you know.
Well, good. How about another selection?
Oh, for sure. This next one is called "He Can Go, You Can't Stay," and it's off the first record, "Better Than Before."
All his time on you, when you got better things to do. Well, I've been told that he still thinks you're wrong. Yes, I know that. So, so you show up with him, and now they think you're more than friends. You tell me that you don't care for him, but I know. But it's so, because baby, you know I don't want you to go, but there's no other way. So he can go, you can't stay. Once he's gone, I'll let you back inside. But if he just wants to stick around with you, then he can go, you can't stay. I've been told that you still care for him, don't you? So choose, because baby, you know I don't want you to go, but there's no other way. So you can go, you can't stay. Once he's gone, I'll let you wants to stick around. Then you can go and you can stay now.
There you go. Sounds great. Speaking of sounding great, we've got a special guest engineer in the station today, Howard Glazer.
Howard.
Fame throughout town. One of the best guitar players in town, for sure, and he's been that way for years. Pressed into service. Our regular engineer, Alan, couldn't make it, and sounding good here. I want to remind everybody that you can go to our website, whfr.fm, and real soon the podcast of this particular show will be up there along with all the recent ones we've had in the past here.
Lovely.
So if you've been driving and you just caught part of it, or you're just catching this and you're wondering what the rest sounded like, feel free to go right to your computer when you get home and dial that right in. There's an icon at the top of the screen, and today's date will get you this show. And it's been our pleasure to have you here.
Oh, we're happy to be
here. In the station. Want to remind everybody on December 19th at Simon's in Allen Park, on January 2nd at the Magic Stick, and February 6th, a big CD video release party, too. We didn't talk about the video much, but...
We can always talk about that, yeah.
Talk about the video for a minute. We've got about 4 minutes here, so let's short that, and maybe you could fade out with a little music for us.
Sounds good. Well, the video is for the single, the A-side, called Don't Need Your Love, and the video is all about that song. Brian, help me out here.
we shot it at a house down in Wyandotte.
There we go.
Good friend of mine. It's a crazy house. I mean, you have to see it to believe it. But when you do see the video, you just have to keep in mind that everything in the house is theirs, and it's in the house. There's no props, no nothing. Yeah. So I guess that...
It's not set designed or anything.
Yeah, it's not set designed, right? Down to the color of the walls and everything. So I guess that's a little... mystique for you and a little intrigue.
Right, and you just blew it out of the water there.
Yeah.
After the release, are you going to have that available on YouTube or something?
It'll be all up on the internet for sure.
Oh, great, great. Okay. Well, once again, thanks for coming in, and would you like to fade out with one more selection for your fans here?
Yeah, we'll do an acoustic version of the new single, Don't Need Your Love. So there we go. How's that sound?
Okay, great.
Cool. All right, ready, Brian?
I'm ready.
All right.
Got nothing to say to me, and I got nothing to say to you, but I'm not getting through, cause I only wanna say what I mean. Cause you got love on your mind again, and I got love on my mind too, but I'm not wasting time, cause you'll only walk away when you change your mind. It's just another little thing that only really gets me down, down. Girl, you've been playing with my heart, and I've been running from the start. I hate to say it, but now I don't need your love. Don't need your love. You got nothing to say to me, I got nothing to say to you, and I'm not getting through, cause I only wanna say what I mean. You got love on your mind again, I got love on my mind too, and I'm not wasting time, cause you'll only walk away when you change your mind. This is another little thing that only really gets me down, down. You've been playing with my heart, and I've been running from the start. Oh, I hate to say it, but now I don't need you. I don't need you.
Okay, sounds great. People in the booth are telling us we still have a little bit of time left. Any other messages you'd like to get across to your fans or your new fans?
Well, you know what? Thanks for being our fans and friends, and don't forget to check us out at thesingles.us, www.singles.us. Have a great holiday season, Brian. Yeah,
yes, I just wanted to say happy holidays to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Have a good new year.
Don't eat too much.
Oh, that's, you're already taking care of that, aren't you?
Yeah, I like to eat a lot.
Would you like to continue?
One more time for the bass.
In this time of strife, a tiny child came forth, and when the smoke had cleared, and the dust had dried, it was revealed to all the child was the great Rob, with two bees that had been prophesied throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of dope cheap video game music and stuff, on WHFR FM.
Rob! Rob with two bees! Jump Button's awesome, his show is the best. Putting other radio shows to the test. He made his name playing songs from games. Now the web knows his name.
Yes!
Rob with two B's. With Mr. Anderson, who lends a Henderson. They're a dynamic duo. The Jump Button is the best.
The Jump Button is the best.
Radio show.
No one can stop him, but the FCC tries. Rob's leaky players, he's quite a surprise. Here's from games and from anime and cartoons. What's his name? Rob with two B's. Check him out on the net. Are you ready to go?
The Jump Button is the best.
Let's go.
All of our radio belong to Rob. So kick off the chair and grease your hair, because the show is about to begin.
The following show is entirely fictitious. Any similarity to the history of any person living or dead or any actual events is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits. All celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect.